Charity Challenge on I-7 game tickets are on sale now. Call 214-GO-STARS. For those of you that can't spell, that's 214-GO-STARS. From Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Mother, don't you recognize your son?
412 is the time. Boozy and British that sounds. Good afternoon, everybody. You're listening to The Hardline. Sans the hammer today. However, everybody else is on hand. So stay with us. We'll fight through this somehow. Time now to stop down for a little
entertainment news for you.
And this is brought to you by Texas Tickets at 214-696-8001. If it takes a ticket, call Texas Tickets. Now, tonight at Next Stage, we have had an unfortunate alteration to the bill out there.
It's not Next Stage anymore, by the way.
What is it? Nokia?
Nokia Live.
Nokia Live?
Yeah.
Well, Amy Grant, Cobra, was slated to perform there tonight, but she's not going to be able to make it.
Oh, dear.
However, the show will go on with the other two bands on the bill.
Who are they?
Unfortunately, I'm not able to bring you that information at this time.
Well, great. It's always good to go see the backup bands.
Right. And if you go, you will be able to see a videotaped message from Amy Grant explaining her absence. Okay. However,
I can tell you who those other acts are, Mike.
Who are they?
Bebo Norman and M-E-R-C-Y-M-E.
Mercy Me.
Mercy Me.
Yes.
I thought it was Merkheim. So this is going to be a kick-ass show.
Merkheim, you idiot. I was like, why is he spelling Mercy Me?
But it's all one word.
I know.
And I think they're from Greenville or somewhere like that. I believe they're part of the non-secular realm.
Oh.
This is a God gig.
Right. But Jacko Pierce at the Majestic Theater certainly is not a God gig. So go see them. Texas Tickets has great seats for that show. And Primus at Nokia Live Saturday.
Primus.
Texas Tickets has great seats for that as well. 214-696-8001. Great seats for all of those shows and every other game or show or whatever you might want to go to can be found at Texas Tickets, where they say if it takes a ticket, call Texas Tickets. So, let's say we get a little flashlight going here. Step inside the Copenhagen room and let's say hello to the most abrasive, over-the-top personality. Here he is, a favorite of Leah Tione. Cobra.
Bobby Brown has been sentenced to 60 days of hard time. Today, a judge in Atlanta says because he violated his probation, he will have to spend 60 days behind bars. That's a long time, man, for a big-time playoff like that. 60 days.
Yeah, but as much of a repeat offender as he is,
he's lucky.
I'm surprised it's not more than that.
And he'll serve half of it and get out on good behavior.
Yeah, and it'll be like a country club for him anyway. It'll probably be at a place like Seagaville.
Doesn't that suck, though? Like,
what?
Nothing.
2 months.
He's lucky it's not more. Danny's right.
It's a long time, man, to be spending.
Yeah, that guy's been drug into court numerous times.
Yeah, but think about it. He's probably looking forward to it. That's 60 days away from that nut he's married to.
Well, that's true. And that's what got him in trouble, was hitting her. He cut her lip. And left her with a bruised cheek. And that violated his DWI probation.
Just a normal Friday night at my house.
Oh, dear.
The judge, I'm kidding.
Silly.
The judge was going to sentence him to 4 months in jail, but Since he paid $105 in court fees, he cut it down to 60 days. Have fun, man.
Yeah, that's too bad Bobby Brown. You know, he hasn't exactly been a strong contributor to the scene in recent years anyway.
No. Rich?
Sure.
Well, he has to be.
Papa Whitney, if nothing else.
Yeah. Sad story out of Wichita, Kansas, where Peggy Scott, a 56-year-old advertising sales manager...
Kevin Scott.
...died in the middle of seeing The Passion. She had a heart attack in the crucifixion scene.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Died right there.
I can believe it.
Kevin went and saw the movie.
I can certainly believe that.
Said that the actual crucifixion scene is 25 minutes long. And I don't know. I mean, when I say crucifixion scene, I mean him being nailed to the cross. Is that a long?
Golly, I don't think that actual scene is that long. You know what? I didn't ever look at my watch. I don't know exactly how long the movie was. I'm guessing about 2 hours.
Yeah, it's a 2-hour film.
Yeah.
Yeah, she just up and died.
Her old
right
heart
there.
Couldn't take it, huh?
No.
She was how old?
56. Whew. A lot of people crying in the theater when you saw it?
Yeah, yeah. A lot of people were crying. A lot of people were crying. Nobody spoke as they walked out. For every movie, everybody's talking, jabbering about something. Nobody was saying a word.
You think her family has grounds for a suit?
Nope. Not at all. You know, I mean, that's why it's rated R. You have a choice. And, my God, you've heard every single human being in the country talk about how violent the movie is. You know what you're going. You know what you're getting into.
Plus, how
don't take your kids, and if you're squeamish, don't go.
And how are they going to prove that it was the movie that did that?
Right.
Because, trust me, the scenes prior to that were much more heart attack-inducing than that particular one. Although that scene was pretty gruesome.
Yeah, it also said she snarfed down a 72-ounce steak at Bonanza prior to seeing the film. Maybe that had something to do with it.
Bonanza.
Was she trembling as she cut the gristle and tried to shove it in her mouth?
Hey, you know what? When I was a kid...
I used to love Bonanza.
That was high cotton back then.
Oh, yeah. If your folks took you to Bonanza...
Yeah.
It was awesome.
What happened to Bonanza? Did you used to eat there?
Sure.
What? Why is this funny?
A Bonanza. I don't know why I thought. Man.
We just had another appearance of the pterodactyl.
I have a feeling that Bonanza is going to be the default restaurant of record on this show. So the other night, me and my wife are out at Bonanza.
Didn't they used to have like a...
It said, the sign said Bonanza, and then there was a little flame grill underneath
right.
it.
Right. So did
Why is that funny?
I don't know. It's a funny word.
It's a funny name for a steakhouse. What, Sizzler? Did y'all used to eat it in the Sizzler?
Yeah, Sizzler.
Sizzler. Did you eat there?
Yeah.
When you were a kid, or did you go like with the fam? Did you take Renee out there on a couple dates?
No, I don't think I've ever taken her there. Or any other date, for that matter.
Was Sizzler the buffet? I mean, was that everything?
Steak buffet?
Steak buffet.
You just go in there and just shove everything in your pie hole. You can barely move when you left.
Golden Corral.
Yep. Western Sizzlin'. That was another steak buffet.
Man, I went to Golden Corral about 2 weeks ago.
Oh, you did?
Nothing wrong with that place.
It was great.
You had steak there?
No, I didn't have steak. I had chicken, some other stuff.
Where is that?
The one that I went to
They're all over the place.
Yeah, the one that I went to was close to Northwest Highway and LBJ.
Remember when we used to, when we were first getting to know Rusty Greer?
Yeah.
Like in his first couple years in the major leagues, that was his big place.
He ate there
Golden
every day.
Corral.
Golden Corral.
Yeah, Rusty Greer.
Oh, yeah, he loved it.
Huh. It's true.
Hey, he probably still does.
Huh.
All right.
Those places just, they scare me, you know? They reek of horse. I fear getting the horse steak.
And it's good eating for a ticker guy, but for a guy on a major league salary. You know.
Snake.
So our thoughts and prayers go out to Peggy Scott.
Yeah, well, she
brought Bonanza into the mix.
She had a Bonanza steak in her stomach, and she died watching a religious movie.
Jessica,
yeah, what a godly way to go.
Yeah. Only better way to go is Sizzler and Mooseport, I guess.
Jessica Simpson looks like she will play the role of Daisy Duke in the film version of Dukes of Hazzard.
Isn't she a little blonde for that role?
I'm sure they can darken her up.
Yeah, but you know, there's only one...
Gordon to do the theme song.
There's only one part that matters, though, and she's got that down.
What's that?
Her boobs.
Pull that. That'll sound funny with Waylon Jennings in the
Goodness
background.
Gracious.
Ashton
has a fantastic crack.
Boy, as few Kevin Scott drops as we have, now we've got that.
Ashton Kutcher and Paul Walker are going to play Bo and Luke. I don't know who Paul Walker is.
Fast and the Furious. Oh, I believe God. That's who the...
Have you guys... It's not one of my favorites by him, but I like that one.
You guys kept up with the Newlyweds at all this year?
No. My wife watches that.
I've seen a couple of episodes. I don't know what the normal time for shooting a movie is, but with her, it will take four times as long.
I did see that.
God.
She couldn't read and couldn't get her lines down.
I mean, they were shooting like a three-minute commercial for something. I don't know what it was.
Boy, she's dumb.
And I mean, the lines were simple, very simple. And it took her shoot after shoot after shoot.
You know what's going to happen?
You can tell her poor husband was about to pull his hair out.
Well, that couple, is she's going to become so famous here pretty soon.
Mm-hmm.
She's going to get all these little pissant movie roles, and he's nothing. He's going to be nothing.
He's going to be Mr. Jessica Simpson.
Yeah.
Is what he's going to be.
It's going to drive him nuts, and they're going to get divorced. He will leave her.
The sooner the better, I say, for all of us, for the free world as we know it today.
I think it'd be funny if Ashton Kutcher played Bo Duke and Michael Clark Duncan played Luke Duke.
That would be funny.
Yeah. Man, are they going to run out of...
Of 70s sitcoms?
My God. Although I will go see Starsky and Hutch. That looks really funny. That comes out in March. Jack White is back with Renee Zellweger. Jack White, the lead singer of the White Stripes. And they are considering marriage.
I'm so scared, David.
You remember that guy that he beat up in the nightclub a few weeks ago? I saw a picture of that guy's face after Jack White attacked him. You wouldn't believe. He looked like hamburger meat.
Really?
Yes.
Jack White,
beat
huh?
the living snot out of that
face.
Guy.
Look at those teeth.
Kevin, go ahead and go on the air with that. You don't have to say it in my ear.
It looked like Big Dick's girlfriend? Is that what you were referencing?
The hamburger?
I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't either.
That's pretty rude, weird. Man.
I just heard you guys say that. I thought that's the reference that you were making.
I've never said that either.
I don't see the tie-in there. Mm.
By the way, he's 28, she's 34. Mistake, buddy. Don't marry someone older than you. There's a down traffic cone.
Stop it.
Michael Jackson had a funny incident. He was in Glenwood Springs, Colorado. He's vacationing there at Snowmass. And he went into a Walmart. And to disguise himself, he didn't put on a funny hat or maybe the Groucho Marx glasses and nose.
Or a bag.
Fur vest.
Diaper.
Beanie.
He put on a ski mask.
That is funny.
And went traipsing through Walmart in a ski mask with just the eyes cut out and the lips. And people are freaking out because they think he's going to rob the place. If I see a guy in a ski mask walking through a department
store... That's not on a slope?
Yeah. I'm out. I'm not hanging around to see what happens. And here he is just walking around. And sure enough, someone called the cops. And by the time the cops got there, he'd already gotten in his car and driven away. And they pulled him over. And they're like, sir, you know, we had some complaints inside the Walmart that some mysterious things were going on in there, and we need to know who you are. And he pulls that mask off, and there's Michael Jackson. Cop's like,
Michael?
Okay. They let him go.
Maybe you ought to choose your disguises a little more carefully next time, Michael? Sir, but you're free to go.
God. I mean, is there anything illegal about wearing a ski mask?
No, it's just...
It's creepy.
Yeah, I mean, I don't walk through town with a hockey mask and a machete, but I'm sure if I did, I'd probably get stopped.
But there's nothing illegal about it.
No.
He should go as the black unknown comic.
That needs to be on the outfit wheel. The ski mask.
The ski mask.
And machete.
And the hockey mask with the machete. And the ski mask has to be accompanied by a 12-gauge shotgun. Paul McCartney will perform...
Of Wings.
Yes, he of Wings. Will perform at the annual Glastonbury Music Festival, which is touted as the largest open-air music event ever. Last year, R.E.M., Radiohead, and Moby headlined it. And this year, McCartney will headline it.
Is that as big as the Guitar Center Festival that's coming here?
By the way,
what?
All those acts that I mentioned yesterday, they're playing at that thing.
Keith Richards?
Yes.
Who'd we leave out?
ZZ Top.
Yep, Jeff Beck, Jimmy Page.
What are they going to do?
Here's what they're going to do.
I don't want to see Jimmy Page up there playing instrumental.
Now, I got a little bit excited when I heard Los Lobos was playing there because I like them.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just going to be one guy from Los Lobos.
The Mexican?
Yeah. Well, they're all Mexicans. Tell me, man.
Yeah.
Are they just going to have generic drummer, bass player, and keyboard player?
They're going to have a rhythm section, and each one of these guys are going to come out and play.
I knew it. This
with
is
that
gonna
rhythm section.
Suck.
And one of the rhythm sections is going to be Booker T and the MGs.
Are you going to go?
Mike, don't do it.
I can't. I mean, I really can't say I'm terribly interested.
Man, that is going to be a 12-hour show.
It is going to be a 12-hour, 12-bar blues beating. That's what it's going to be.
With a bunch of burnouts playing air guitar in the audience.
Oh.
Yep.
At least with big festivals, you get the crowd factor. You can people watch a little bit.
By the way, if you don't know what we're talking about, it's the Eric Clapton Crossroads Benefit Jamboree at the Cotton Bowl, June 5th through the 7th, I think.
Was that it?
Yeah, I think so.
I thought it was the 4th through the 6th.
Well, whatever. 3 days of that.
3 days, man.
I wonder if the Dallas All-Guitar Band will open the show.
I hope they broke up.
The All-Guitar Band?
Mm-hmm.
What's wrong with them?
Why do you defend the All-Guitar Band?
Because they're good. There's nothing wrong with them.
Have you seen their commercials late night? How cheesy they are? Just some road whore they got there with big jugs. So bad.
Playing Hotel California with some guy playing the lead line.
What a beating, man.
Why is that a beating?
Oh, my God.
I think that's a good idea.
All your favorites, guitared up.
You must know some of these guys.
Yeah. And you don't hear any bass in any of the songs. It's all guitar.
Well, you don't hear any bass in the White Stripes.
Well, you hear a singer.
Right.
All right, we got to go.
All right, 431, a win of consequence for the Mavericks last night or no? We will talk about that next year on The Ticket.